Here the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places. It's Friday, April 10th, 2020. It's Hear the Turtle presented by Toyota. And Keith, there are not many people that we would have a special episode dedicated to. Anthony Cowan Jr. is one of those people in that category, the Terp senior leader coming off a fantastic season. We chatted with him a couple weeks ago about a variety of different topics. There's feature stories on the website about him. There's social media videos about him. Anthony Cowan deserves his own day, and that's Friday, April 10th, 2020. What can you say about Anthony Cowan, Keith, the guy you worked a lot with and really came into his own this year?
I mean, just a guy who got better every single year, who improved, who grew as a leader, grew as a person, and then gets that payoff, that moment in front of Terp Nation, cutting down the nets after, you know, winning that co-Big Ten regular season championship. And it's a shame he didn't get the, you know, traditional send-off in the NCAA tournament. Who knows what would have happened? A Final Four national championship will always be what left wondering. But Anthony took solace in knowing that, you know, if that had to be his last moment, at Xfinity Center winning the Big Ten championship, that's not a bad way to do it. But I implore everyone, if you have the time, go to umterps.com, read the feature on Anthony Cowan that just had all the different anecdotes of you know, people surrounding the program, whether that be his teammates, trainers, coaches, their favorite moments of Anthony throughout the years. It's really, really good, a good read. And
yeah, it's really cool. A lot of awesome anecdotes. I really liked Chris Knocke's, and I won't give it away, but of Anthony, you can tell how confident he is going into road games against Indiana and Michigan State based on what he said to Maryland's color analyst on the radio. That was really cool. And as you said, not just from players and Mark Turgeon, but assistant coaches. Kyle Tarp, the much lauded strength and conditioning coach, has a great anecdote about Anthony's first day of practice. Matt Charvet has a great anecdote about Anthony in Orlando, Maryland's trainer. So a lot of really cool stuff on there that you'll get a really good idea of Anthony, who has become, you know, much more of a talker, but really throughout his time at Maryland was a soft-spoken guy. And for other people to tell his story is almost fitting. So as Keith said, make sure to go to umterps.com and check out that about Anthony. We talked to Anthony a few weeks ago, really when all this stuff was still fresh. The season had just been canceled. We just won the Big Ten championship. And Anthony still sort of had a decision to make because there was some thought that winter athletes could still have a year of eligibility. So he kind of had to make a decision at that point. He sort of states that decision at that point in time. Now he really doesn't have any options. That's changed a little bit over the last few weeks. But just keep that in mind that we talked to Anthony a few weeks ago right after all that stuff happened. But his perspective is very fresh on, and it was very interesting listening to him talk about how the players were sort of aware that this could happen. Him and Travis Fellman talking about, you know, if the NBA is going down, we don't know if we're getting on that plane and going to the Big Ten tournaments. That stuff's really fascinating to hear from him. And as you said, Keith, and he talked about it, to have his last moment be with that net around his neck at Xfinity Center, you can't ask for much more in a tough circumstance. And as Scott Van Pelt talked about in his senior send-off of Anthony, this is the guy that I think all of Maryland fans go back to when they think about the situation, because it felt like he was going to leave his real stamp on Maryland history heading in to the Big Ten tournament and then the NCAA tournament. I mean, we unfortunately didn't get to see that. But what we do get is a heck of a career and a guy that's going to make some money playing basketball, and that's all you can ask for in Anthony Cowan Jr. So let's get to that interview with the Terp senior star.
As the University of Maryland celebrates the start of another athletic season, Maryland Athletics is excited to announce the launch of Terps 10,000, our campaign for a goal of 10,000 Terrapin Club members. Individuals who join the Terrapin Club during the campaign and become new members will receive a Maryland Terrapin Club branded flag to proudly fly at your home, office, or tailgate. All current members are eligible to receive a flag by donating an additional $55 to the Terrapin Club. Plant your flag at terps10k.com.
We're back here on Hear the Turtle with Maryland guard. And I'll just say it, Maryland legend, Anthony Cowan, on the podcast. Anthony, how's it going, man? How's quarantine for you?
Yeah, can't complain. Getting a lot of video game hours in. just trying to stay active.
We first have to ask, speaking, and you've got the championship hat on, you're a professional, you know how to promote your accomplishment there. Where's the net right now? Where did you cut the nets down? Where'd you put that thing?
The net is directly, I sleep going, well, you can't really see, but it's directly next to me, right on my counter. So,
wow. So you're sleeping with it every night, you know, you're seeing it before bed every single night.
For sure. It's a lot of hard work in that net.
That's how you got to get it done. Sure. Speaking of it, you're a competitive guy, and you're now sort of quarantined the times with your sister. Are there a lot of competitive activities going on between you and her right now?
For sure.
A fellow college basketball player.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of dumb car game, a lot of dumb board games. Anything. we're going crazy in here.
What's the board game of choice?
Board game, of course, Monopoly.
Yeah, plenty of time for Monopoly right now.
Exactly.
A couple full games in a day, probably.
Exactly.
Walk us through the timeline last week, Anthony. Obviously, it's been a whirlwind for you and the team from winning that Big Ten championship on the Sunday towards not even traveling to try to win another one in Indianapolis that week. Take us from sort of that ecstasy of Sunday to the end of the season about Thursday or Friday.
Yeah. So we were supposed to leave for Indianapolis, I think, Thursday, because I think we were supposed to play Friday. And the night before, obviously the thing with Rudy Gobert goes down. So me and my roommate Travis, we're actually sitting on the couch right here, and we're literally joking about everything that's about to happen next, like as if like it can't happen. So they said Rudy got sick. Rudy Gobert got sick. So me and Travis just jokingly like, oh God, here it goes. Because I said it earlier, I was like, As one person gets it, then one popular person gets it, it's going to be crazy in terms of like how they're going to do the season. So we're literally calling it by one. So like we see like NBA season is canceled. So then after that, I knew, I was like, oh, it's probably not going to be good coming into our conference tournament. So I get there Thursday to the gym for practice, and we have a meeting. And usually when you have a team meeting, like, before, like a random team meeting before we start film or practice, it's not a good thing. So coach sits us down, tells us that the conference tournament is canceled. But we basically knew that probably meant the season was probably up in the air at that point. And then finally a couple of days go by, I think. And then we find out that the NCAA tournament is canceled. Then we have our team meeting that we have every year. Really emotional meeting, but also very, very happy meeting as well. So it went by so fast. So it was weird.
And Anthony, you bring up that team meeting, and I know a couple guys got up to speak or share their message with the guys. What was your message to the team when you kind of got your chance up there?
Yeah. So the funny, I didn't even speak really. I just didn't really have the words for it at that time. Just because I just didn't want it to be over. So I didn't really say much. I was just listening more than anything. But now obviously as I'm letting everything digest, I'm going to start reaching out to my teammates and kind of giving that goodbye type of conversation. So that's coming up pretty soon.
Normally when your career ends or something ends, it's at the end of a game. That's the finality of when it ends. For you, that came, you know, over text or over a call or over a meeting. When that you initially sort of understood that it was all over, what kind of emotions rushed through you? You said it was hard to speak. How did you kind of start to accept that what was such a awesome year for you and an awesome career had come to an end in such a weird fashion?
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, you're only as good as your last game. And you can honestly say my last game is when history was made. So, I mean, you really can't go out any better better than that. I mean, obviously with the two more championships, but with the circumstances how they are, you really can't go out much better than you did.
What were the days after that, at sort of accepting that it was over, and then you sort of look back and have those fond memories? What was that like for you?
Yeah, they were weird. Like, I really didn't know what to do with my time. Like, you know, when you're in the season, you're really locked in the whole time. Oh, I got to go watch some extra film, or I got to go get extra lifting, or I got to get extra shots up. So it was weird those first couple of days, because you really don't know. Like, I think about that time, they really hadn't announced that the NCAA is canceled. So at that time, I'm still locked in. I'm still trying to do extra lifts or try to get extra shots up, not knowing what's going on. But then to the realization that it was canceled, that's when I started thinking about, like, at least, man, you say I went out on top.
Anthony, only a handful of teams get to win a conference championship and have that moment. For a lot of teams, it's, you know, hearing their name called for the NCAA tournament or getting that upset win or Sweet 16 berth or whatever it is. How fortunate do you feel at this point to have had your moment with your guys, looking back now and just realizing that if you had to end a season one way, you know, winning a Big Ten championship at home is not a bad way to do it?
Yeah, for sure. Very fortunate. I was talking to my my roommate Trav earlier. I was like, I mean, at least this thing come before senior night. I mean, that would have been even worse. And we didn't get an opportunity to play for this, for the conference championship. So, I mean, that's all we've been doing as of late, is just trying to look at the positive side of everything. And make sure everybody still understands this all said and done was a legendary season.
Let's look back at some of those memories. I need to know, just on a personal level, what was going through your head when you were putting the dagger into Michigan State on the road? That was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Those three threes. What was your mindset at the end of that game?
Yeah. It just kind of turned on. That whole second half, I was really quiet. I had a pretty good first half, but second half, I really didn't do too much of that game. And then Daryl found me. Like basically a wide open three in the corner, and they kind of get me going. Whenever I played against like Big Ten teams, like it was always a lot of help. But the person that was guarding me against Michigan State, he helped a lot. So I was always open, and my teammates found me. So I was able to get into a rhythm and hit some shots. But that was probably one of my favorite games, my whole career for sure.
You sort of establish your role as a closer throughout the year, the big shot against Illinois in the Orlando tournament. You're great down the stretch. What was it like sort of doing that and then sort of passing it on to your teammates? Then you have Sticks has the game-winning buck against Indiana. Daryl hits, you know, the 25-footer against Minnesota. Yeah. I felt like you guys were just tough at the end of games.
Yeah, for sure. Coach always – he was always saying early that this team was special. We really didn't understand what it really meant, because I think at that time he was saying it. I think he was like 3-3 in the Big Ten, so everybody was going crazy. But he was the one that was calm and was telling us that we're special, and we was finding our ways to win. We was finding our ways to win games that we weren't even supposed to be in. I mean, we would get down 14 on the road. I mean, that's almost unheard of to come back and win those type of games, especially in the league we were playing in. So I think overall, this to just categorize the season was just special.
And can you pinpoint at any time during the season where you felt, you know, you have that turning point? I mean, obviously people will look back and they'll see that the Michigan game at the end of the year, having that co-regular season championship. But was there a turning point where you guys kind of knew that, all right, as long as we, you know, play like this and take care of business, that, you know, we can get that goal that we've been reaching for?
For sure. I think we worked so hard up to this point, to our last game, that we can just keep getting better. I think Sunday or whenever we played our last game, that was one of the most complete games we played. And I think a lot of people definitely stepped up, and you can see them getting their confidence back and people getting back into rhythms. And so we was feeling good going into the Big Ten tournament. So, I mean, it's always, but it sucks to say now, it's just always going to be the what ifs. So, but it is what it is.
You had in the middle of the year, as you said, people were kind of going crazy in terms of what, you know, lost a couple games on the Wisconsin and Iowa, and people were starting to jump off the train a little bit. And you guys, you know, had to keep, you know, telling the fans and supporters, look, stay with us. And now after the Big Ten championship, the love that you've gotten on social media has been crazy. You've got fans raising your jersey to the Raptors at home. Sure. We've got people mimicking shots. what's that been like for you to see the love that Terp Nation's given you?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, something that I'll never forget, obviously. But no, I'm every time like a fan or a little kid tags me or something like on Twitter, I'm running to one of my family and like can you believe this? But no, it's crazy. But it's always love and I've always appreciated.
Taylor, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a newborn baby in the next couple of months named Cowan.
yeah, there you go.
Plenty of Anthony's, but maybe there's some Cowans that come out of this.
For sure.
and you touched on a little bit, but what will you remember specifically about this group? You played on four Maryland teams. As you said, Coach Turgeon identified this one early on as special, and you were the established leader of this group. What will you remember about this group of guys that you went to battle with?
Yeah, the grit. And just like how you said, everybody was prepared to go to battle every night. Everybody was going to give whatever they had that night. And everybody was just so committed to winning. I think everybody had to take a little backseat in terms of their games and to try to make sure that we can be the best team possible. And I think we did that. I think a lot of people stepped up and became leaders on this team. Like I said earlier, I think this is just the overall year that will just be unforgettable.
Anthony, you talk about this team specifically. Sorry, Keith. For you moving forward, what are the next steps for you at this point? You finish out the college basketball career. Talk about what's next for you.
Yeah, just sign with my agent. That was next for me, making sure I was set up on that. And then, honestly, just like almost everybody in the country, I mean, everybody don't really know what the next steps are in terms of how the whole NBA thing is going to be. But for me, all I can do is just keep working, stay prepared, and just try to stay positive.
Anthony, what excites you about taking that next step? I mean, obviously, this is what you dream about as a basketball player, moving up through the college ranks and then having that professional opportunity. What excites you now, looking ahead?
Just the opportunity to showcase my skills against, I mean, the world's best. I mean, I think just like you said, it's a dream for every little kid that's giving their all into a sport and able to play it at the highest level. That's what I'm most excited about, just playing at the highest level and being able to compete. I mean, that's obviously one of my most favorite things to do is to compete and be that competitive person. So I'm ready to do that.
Now, you went through the process a little bit last year to kind of get a sense of where you were, and then you had the entire year to work on some of those things you got feedback about. Where do you feel like you are now compared to you were a year ago going into a process like this?
For sure. Yeah, I think I'm far off. I think I've gotten a lot better in so many different little aspects. I think I needed to get better at it. Yes, and now I think it's time just to showcase it. Obviously, we don't know if any combines are coming up or what they're going to do with the workouts, but whenever I get that chance, I'm prepared to do it.
Well, fortunately, all they need to do is flip on the game tape and they'll get all they need to know.
Exactly.
4 years here at Maryland. You're a local guy. You grew up here. You went to school here now. You got your degree already. What's your message to Maryland fans about what these last 4 years have meant to you?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say I appreciate them just for allowing me to grow in front of their eyes. They really, it was through the ups and downs. I mean, it was obviously a lot of downs, but it was also a lot of ups. I just want to thank them for allowing me to get better as not only a player, but a person as well. I think the relationships I have, not only with the fans, but I mean, the people that worked in Xfinity, they all touched my life in some type of way. So I appreciate it because that just made me not a better player, but a better person overall.
What did it mean for you to put Maryland across your chest each night as a guy from Maryland?
Yeah, it meant so much. Just because I was that little kid that was coming to Maryland and so dedicated to the game, yelling at players because they missed the assignment. I was that because so dedicated. I wanted them to win so bad. So it meant a lot to me because now that I was in a position to actually control these outcomes of the game, I just wanted to do whatever I could do to help my team win every night.
Dipping real quick back into that Sunday celebration. You looked unbelievably ecstatic when you walked up and cut that net down, swung it around. What did that mean to you? And then what did it mean for you to see Coach Turgeon do the same thing and get that moment? You guys were the two people that spoke to the crowd, and deservingly so.
Yeah, it meant a lot. I mean, I think I I mean, imagine how a kid from Maryland feels after doing something like that in front of you, all your loved ones, in front of all your fans or whatever. And just like how Coach did. I mean, a lot of people don't see that side of Coach, that is super excited side that most of the time he's real laid back and chill. But I was super excited for him just because he's talked badly about so much and he doesn't deserve a lot of it. He comes, he's the person that comes in and puts the most work in the whole program, trying to make sure that puts the best product on the court. And people don't realize how difficult that can be, especially in this year, especially in one of the best leagues in the country. So I was most proud of him, and because it's been a long time coming, and we finally did something that we can be proud of.
We'll get you out of here on a little quarantine-based rapid fire. You've been on this show. You've gotten our normal rapid fire questions, but sure. These are quarantine-based. What show are you watching during this time to get you through the hours?
I'm on All American Part 2.
There it is.
That's on Netflix, right?
All American.
Yeah, there you go.
I've watched the first season. I have not watched the second. I
got to
get on.
It's nice. You got to.
All right. Okay.
You mentioned some board games, card games. Any other activities you're using to fight off boredom right now?
I'm in a studio with my cousin.
Making
a little music there.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
There you go. We might got to send some stuff through. But yeah, it's definitely something that I can do. I do it my all time just because we're bored. So we make it work.
Wow. We're going to be promoting an Anthony Cowan basketball and music career.
All right. There you go.
The EP dropping soon.
We'll throw it as the intro to the show. when you have to get away from your roommates, your family, what artist are you throwing on the iPhone there and listening to?
I'm throwing on either my cousin Marty Maul.
There it is. There's the plug. Nicely
there you
done.
Go.
Nicely
there done. Go. Or Roddy Rich, or Lil Baby. One of those three.
And then, go ahead, dude.
Highlight from the season you've watched the most.
Highlight from the season. Probably a three at home against Illinois. Yeah.
And then finally, your favorite. We normally ask you your favorite restaurant to get in College Park, which you said was Chipotle back when we had you on a couple years ago. Your favorite home cooked meal.
Favorite home cooked meal. Chicken Alfredo and smiley in the smiley face French fries. I don't think a lot of people have known of that, but
the smiley face French fries. Yes.
Yeah.
They're unbeatable. They're unbeatable.
The smiley face French fries. That is sensational. We've got a music promotion. We've got food deals. I mean, we got everything.
What are you dipping those in? Are you a ketchup guy?
Oh, I'm a. If you ask anybody in this whole in the bad Maryland men's basketball program, they know Anthony needs ketchup. They know it. They know it. The ketchup all the way, of course.
It has to be ketchup for Anthony Cowan Jr. Anthony, appreciate all of your time and all of what you did for Maryland basketball before season. Sure. I know me and Keith as two alums. Loved watching you play and can't wait to see what you do in the future. So thanks for everything and enjoy your time in quarantine.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ant.
Back on Hear the Turtle. And Keith, I think the biggest revelation there, I mean, Ant talked about a lot of things. Starting to drop some bars? Are we going to get some Anthony Cowan music? This guy does it all.
Listen, like you said, maybe a new theme song to the podcast or the outro or maybe in between interviews type music from Anthony Cowan. I don't know, man. I'm excited to see if he drops anything anytime soon. He's got some downtime to do it. You've got downtime to record, right?
I mean, he's got nothing else to do. None of us really do, I think, at this point. He will have to now prepare for his professional next steps, whether that becomes in the NBA or somewhere else. Anthony, I think, is going to make some money playing basketball no matter where it is in his career. I thought it was so interesting, and you can go back in our feed and listen to our first interview with Anthony that we did on the podcast, just the amount of confidence he has in himself. If you listen to him back then and you listen to him now, a different guy, and that's pretty cool. That's one of the cooler parts of being in college sports. You watch guys sort of grow throughout their time here, and Anthony definitely did that. So once again, I want to thank Anthony Cowan for his time a couple of weeks ago, and make sure to go look at the variety of Anthony Cowan content throughout the Maryland social channels and umterps.com. Couple of interesting and fun things coming up here, Keith. Have to plug a couple things. That's what we do in the business. Mike Locksley is doing an Instagram live show called Late Night with Locks, and this thing is absolutely fantastic. It is now in your feed for Hear the Turtle. So you can listen to Locks. He's talked to guests, Mojo Raleigh. He's talked to Yannick Ngakoue, Brenda Freeze. The list will go on and on. The guests continue to get bigger and better. So make sure to tune into Locks' show on our feed. And he goes live Tuesday at 7 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m. And check out the live show if you're on Instagram, because you never know who's going to show up in the comment section. Tua Tagovailoa was in the comment section on the Tuesday night episode. Just random people from Locks' entire career jumping in this thing. Trey Watson was in there. Jermaine Carter has been in there. So it's pretty cool stuff. So make sure to check out Locks' show. And then if you miss it, obviously, it's on his thing for 24 hours on his Instagram, and then on our feed if you want to listen to that audio. Also, if you want to get your podcast emailed to your inbox, if you're one of those people, go to umterps.com/podcast and you can check and get email updates when all of our shows drop. So that's another cool feature. Shout out to our person on the email train, Kendall Farrell, for getting that set up for us. So if you want to get it dropped in there, that's another cool feature. And then coming up Monday, Keith, a very fun episode. Speaking of Maryland men's basketball, Jalen Stick Smith on the show on Monday. We'll hear him react. Just declared for the NBA draft. So happy for Sticks. Fantastic year. You talk about Cowan. They were 1A and 1B for this Maryland team, and Sticks, a ton of growth for him. We had him a couple weeks ago, but now there's a lot more to talk about. And then the head coach of Maryland softball, Mark Montgomery, who's coming off kind of an interesting year, came in. I actually talked to him in a video interview when he initially got hired, and really did a great job with that team. Sort of, he came in so late. You don't normally have coaches get hired during the athletic year. So during a fall and then coach in the spring. That's a bizarre position to be in. One of the nicest guys in our athletic department. So it will be a fun interview with him as well, Keith.
And the crazy thing about his season is he didn't even get to play a home game. They're on the road. So many tournaments they're on the road just to get to warm weather during the spring when it's, a little chilly in College Park. And, they're coming up on that first home series. I'm sure he was excited about that, actually being able to play in your home stadium. And then, doesn't even get to that point this year. So it'll be interesting just to see him react to year one or year zero, however you want to categorize it. Luckily for him, had some good momentum at the end of the year to build off of into year two.
Yeah, as you said, he may have had one of the craziest first years you can have for ever. Got his winter practice cut short because he got here so late, had to extend it out, and then doesn't play a home game, and then has his season canceled. They were about to go play at George Mason, so they were about to drive down the road pretty much that day and go practice on there, and then their season is over. Very bizarre, but if there's ever a guy that could take that on, it's Coach Montgomery. He's a very down-to-earth guy, and we will enjoy talking to him and Sticks on Monday. So make sure to tune in for that, and make sure to follow us on all of our social media channels, at Hear the Turtle on Twitter, at Hear the Turtle on Instagram. Fun stuff from Gary Williams that we threw up there, Keith. One of your great creations about his story about the UNC Wilmington game. That was very, very fun stuff. Follow Keith at Sned311, where you can get all the hottest quarantine content that Keith's coming up with out there. Taylor Smith 10 for me. Keith, what are you watching right now in quarantine?
I'm still on a lot of the same shows. I've not made as much progress as I probably should have, but I have started a book. Okay, so I've got a little book action going on right now. I'm reading City of Thieves, World War II historical fiction novel, I guess you could say. So that's in the purview right now.
There you go. I just bought Madden. So I was playing Madden last
night.
I've got that going. Started the Ravens franchise. So, and I'm watching, and WrestleMania is now over, so I don't really know what to do with myself. So I should probably find a book.
That's tough.
That's not a bad call.
I watched The Masked Singer for the first time, last night. Not for me. Not my kind of show. So at least I learned that about myself.
So City of Thieves, a Snedden recommendation, The Masked Singer. Not a Snedden recommendation. And that is where we'll leave it here on this episode of Hear the Turtle. Thank you so much for listening. See you on Monday for Stick Smith and Mark Montgomery. Go Terps, Keith.
Go Terps.